This is a unique surah. It comes to it together with two unique names. One is Alaq. Alaq means a clot of blood. Alaq means that entire collection, what man is when he is in the womb of the mother. It starts with a clot of blood. It becomes flesh. It gets bones. From the beginning till the ending, Alaq is not something so interesting. Alaq actually has the meaning of hanging. So some say it's that one that hangs in that womb. So from a clot of blood to the hanging, whatever they call it, then it gets the entire thing of Alaq, nothing grand about it. Nothing grand. But it is this Alaq which we say nothing grand about it. Dirty. It is this Alaq which Allah Ta'ala in Surah Wattini Wazzaytun says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That from the entire creation, the most beautiful of Allah's creation is man. But it started with that Alaq. Something that never had what we would have said, so to say, the ability, the pattern. It never looked like something is going to come out of it. This is Alaq. The second meaning or name of the surah is Surah Iqra. There's two words, Alaq, to show you are nothing, but we made you. What a thing we made you. From nothing created you in the best of moments. Second name is Iqra. Iqra means read. So scholars have mentioned that the surah is going to say that never ever think that because you are so small at the moment, you will always remain so small. If you just put yourself front for reading, and here reading means reading Quran, learning Quran, understanding Quran. When that Alaq, that drop of blood, which had nothing, which actually if it had to be seen outside, people would turn away, it would be called dirt. Alaq, clot of blood. When Allah could create that clot of blood into Ahsana Taqweem, the best of Allah's creation. So one who is weak, the Arabs were known as Ummi illiterate. And they were very proud to be illiterate, very proud. Because normally when you have nothing, then you learn to get proud about having nothing. He says, you know me. That's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who Allah hates the most is a poor person who still got pride. You get a poor person sometimes. He says, I got my pride. But he's not supposed to have pride. He's supposed to say, please boss, he got his pride. He said, a poor person and he's still proud about himself. Like, I'm the boss in the world. So a person who's an ummi, they were illiterate. The time came where they took pride in being illiterate. So they started mocking at people who used to read and write. They used to mock at them. They would say, this is for girls to do that. You want to read? That's how the world changes. When man is weak, he wants everyone else to be weak. He can't help it, he mocks everyone. This Quran came to a Ummi nation and told them, Iqra harid. Some of them were very old at that time. Some were extremely young. The Sahabi radiallahu an, there was a narration I was going to discuss. We'll read this narration now to understand what reading can do. His name is Amr bin Salama radiallahu an. So he's speaking now, he's a very great Sahabi. The day he's speaking about, he got students around the world coming to him. Amr bin Salama. When we say radiallahu an, Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, all names that we take of great people, that great person had to be someone small ones. Whoever was small and he took a step towards Iqra, read. Allah Ta'ala, how he made the Alaq, the clot of blood, into something unique. But the uniqueness of the cloth of blood was going to remain till this world. It was going to go upwards. Cloth of blood. It became a child. The child started crawling, started walking, started jumping, started fighting. The child got married. The child became a father. The child became a grandfather. He reached the age of 40. When he reached the age of 40, he is so happy. He says, you know, I'm 40 years old. But after 40, the hill that starts going down. Now the legs started paining. Cloth of blood. A cloth of blood can go up, and then the cloth of blood comes down. The legs started paining. He started his life walking slowly. He can end his life walking slowly. He started his life sometimes unable to walk. There are those who will end their life unable to walk. He started his life where he couldn't open his eye. He could end his life where he can't open the eye. He started his life where people had to repeat so many words to him. There are those who have to end their life. Allah grant us that our senses stay with us till the ending. But a cloth of blood, you can't trust it much. Allah says, I use this cloth of blood where I took man. أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ But, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلٍ The cloth of blood has to come down. Yet for this cloth of blood, which we all know is going up to come down, and how it started, you were one cloth. It will end when he goes in his grave. Everything that came around that cloth will disappear. Once upon a time, there was nothing around it. And a time will come, there will be nothing. It was nothing, it will end. As for Quran, Iqra. Iqra was to say nothing but read. And with reading, we will take you up. But Iqra, we all know the hadith, when the boy finishes Quran, they narrate it. It's not only for a hafiz of Quran, it's anyone devoted to Quran. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ It will be said to the man of Quran, Iqra, read, وَرْتَقِي and rise. Cloth of blood came down. It can't carry on. You can go up, 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 up. Then you have to come down, down, down. Today in class we were speaking about the people of Ad. The first Ad. They were even more huge than the people of Nuh alayhi salam's era. زَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَصَّةً Huge. So they write that the big amongst them could have been about 15 meters. Now 15 meters is a lot. So huge. But when the time came for them to fall, Quran says if you had to see them, you'll think it was like date palms. See the date palms. Sometimes I look at it and I think of Ad. But they were even far beyond our date palm. Far beyond. And you look at the tree when it's coming down, you just see that. They fall, fall, fall. When it banged onto the ground, you can understand one tree, another tree, another tree. The bigger you go, you also have to fall. Everyone falls. But Iqra, read Quran. Here there's no falling. So the small child, he read. Does it end there? It doesn't end. Quran only takes you higher and higher and higher. The surah was to show that. That when I made insan, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ Where I took him. Iqra, you read, where I'll take you. Iqra, read, where will I take you? So Amr bin Salama radiallahu anh says, now he's explaining, now he's like the imam of his students. But when he started, he never knew one day I will be like the boss. He says, we stayed at a place where there was water, so people would pass with their caravans. Mamar in Nas. So whenever a group would pass us, we would ask them, what's happening? What's happening? Meaning in Medina, Makkah, what's happening? Tell us about the man. The man meant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the people would say, this man claims that he is a Nabi of Allah. And he claims that Allah revealed this to him. This. So he would stand there, but he was a small boy, so he couldn't ask questions. He would just stand behind and listen to the people making their talks. He claims that Allah revealed this. So immediately they're listening. What's this? What's this? But because he was young, his mind was sharp. So he says, while the people were discussing, what do you think, is he going to win the war? He said, I would just hear what they were reading. He says, Allah revealed this, then they would read that. He says, I was young, so my mind was sharp. I would memorize it immediately. This was a boy memorizing Quran without even Islam. So, what his age was at that time? He was about perhaps 5 years old. He could have been 5 years. He says, in this manner, فَكُنْتُ أَحْفَظُ ذَلِكَ الْكَلَامِ I started memorizing. And it would just stick in my chest. I liked that word. But there was no iman. اقرأ, read. Small child. He says, the Arabs, they were waiting that we will accept Islam if he conquers Makkah Mukarramah. So they would say, leave him and his nation. If he conquers, then he is a true Nabi. He says, then conquest of Makkah Mukarramah took place. Now the people started rushing to Makkah Medina Munawwara. My father, before my nation could go, my father went alone. He beat them all. So he comes to Medina Munawwara. He speaks to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He returns. Now they ask him, what happened? He said, I'm telling you, I came from a Nabi of Allah. I accepted and I accepted on behalf of all of you. So he told me, I must order you all, sallu salata kada. We will have to read this namaz this time, fajr this time, zohar this time, asr this time. He also told me, I must say to you, when salah comes, then any one of us must give the call, the adhan. So he told them, this is the adhan. He said, he also told me, I must look in my qawm, in my group, who knows the most Quran? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam obviously meant now, that from the elders, who knows the most Quran? But because now this was one man coming, nobody else went. So he said, you go back, you know the most Quran, so you be the imam. But don't just go and say, I'm in charge. Ask the people, who knows the most Quran? Most likely you'll know it because you spend time here in Medina. Now you go, you be the imam. He says, so the people said, very good. And the whole group, none of them got iman, so none of them know any Quran. He was the one who went. So it will be obvious that you spend time in Medina Munawwara, 3 days, 4 days. What you learned it Quran, you got the most. He says, but when the people looked around, they found that I had the most Quran. Even more than the father, because he was memorizing. So he says, so they said to me that the Nabi of Allah said, one who got the most Quran, he must be the imam. Now in the Arab tribes, to be a leader was a big thing. And to be an imam going on the musalla, Nabi SAW said, closer to Qiyamah you'll get the opposite. Closer to Qiyamah you'll get the time where people will push each other forward on the musalla. And each one will say, no, no, not me, I can't do it, you do it. That's like the end. But in the beginning of time, people love their musalla. That's why Nabi SAW said, you go to someone's house, you don't make imamat in his house. He is the imam in his house. To such an extent, a sahabi radiallahu anhu comes to visit. He's a very great sahabi. So naturally, the people in his honor says, will you please be the imam? It was the time of salah. He said, no, no, one of you will be the imam. He said, you all make the imamat after the namaz, I'll tell you why. I will tell you why I was not the imam. Malik ibn Huwairith radiallahu anhu. He says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, when you visit people, don't be the imam. Let a man from them be the imam. When you visit people, don't be the imam. Let a man from them be the imam. At that time, it was a very big thing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you go in someone's house, don't go sit on his chair. Don't go sit on his chair. And don't go and be the imam in his house. He must be the imam. One person said to me, he said, I learned the wisdom of ahadith. Ahadith has what wisdom? But he meant this hadith. He said, one jamaat came one time, and because there was an Arab in the jamaat, so he had a shock like, in the respect of the man from Medina Munawwara, most likely it was. It was the Maghrib Salah, so obviously there's no issue of Qasr. So the narration said, when you visit, you don't be the Imam. Let a man from the people be the Imam. You stay back. You want to speak, little bit after I'll speak. Make dua, I'll make dua. Make imamat. Talk, make imamat. But it just happened, he went and he told the Sheikh, go front, go front. So it seems the one he told go front was not a hafiz of Quran. So he told his friend, you go front. Because if you give him the rein, he gives somebody else the rein. And that person went and the Maghrib Salah took place. And no one worried. Isha time the people are discussing now that if this person read Maghrib Salah, but according to him, like you can make masah on normal socks. And that's what he did. So they asked him, like, if you had wuzu before this, then it's okay. He says, no, it was my first wuzu, proper wuzu. They say, why you made masah on normal socks? He said, I always make, that's my view. They say, but you shouldn't make imamat, then why you made imamat? He said, I never, you all pushed me front. You pushed me front. Now that person is thinking that, what did I do now? That so many people came that day for Salah. How do you contact all of them? How do you say, hey, you know what, something happened. Then he said, he's thinking that all that worry, this person, who was saying that? And then he saw this narration. That when you visit, don't go make imamat. So much of difficulty will come. And don't put somebody else front. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, you all go front. It was a very big thing in that time to make imamat. Now you're getting a young boy. He says, they found I got the most Quran. He says, so they put me front. I was so excited. You can understand. Now he's explaining it to the big person. But when he was 7 years old, he says, I was only 6 or 7 years old. I can't even remember. Only 6 or 7. He says, I just remember so much. I was so small. He says, you must understand how small I was. That I only had one, like a jubba. Because they never have much clothing. So I had like a jubba over me, a shawl. And now they made me the imam, so I go with my shawl in the musalla. He says, because I was so small, but normally a small boy, you don't worry really about his clothing. He says, so I used to go in sajda, and because I was small, and my shawl was small, the shawl would lift up a little bit. And I heard one auntie at the back, because the woman would come at the beginning, it was the village. So one auntie, she said after the salah, that can't you cover the behind of your imam at least? Meaning when I was going in sajda, my shawl was lifting up. So obviously the aunties, they take a little bit longer maybe to go in sajda. And aunties like everything like proper. So everybody else is going in sajda, she must have noticed what this is. So she said, cover your imams behind. So he says, the people felt shy, so they quickly went to the market to buy clothing for me. So they made a smart kameez. Now, kameez in that time was a big thing. He said, I was never so far happy, so much like my happiness on that day, that I got a kameez like. They were extremely poor in that time. But what he was narrating this for, he was to say that, see, even to go on the musalla in front of an entire tribe, where the Arabs never let anyone go in front. It was Quran that pushed me front. Even if I never have clothing to cover my sitter, even I was so small, my behind was opening up. The auntie had to say, cover, Quran. When a small child will go front in Quran in this manner, in the explanation of the seer, they say that 5 years, 6 years, they start speaking about what is the age where a person can go forward in Quran. So they say, the first thing they say, remember whatever you memorize when you're small, that becomes like someone who has written something in stone. It becomes very solid. Whatever you memorize when you're small. Let me give some examples of the people of the past. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make that era come again. Where our children mustn't start off in school. Our children must also start with Quran. And no one must have the right to say he's still too small for Quran. He doesn't have to start full hifz. He doesn't have to go the biggest. But if a child wants to start, they explain in the kitabs that there was a boy 4 years old. He was brought to the Khalif 4 years. He had already memorized Quran and he was already learning fiqh. He was already learning fiqh. That if this happens, what's the masala? If that happens, what's the masala? Age of 4. They said, but because he was only 4 years old, so he was a hafiz of Quran, and in that time, hafiz of Quran never meant our hafiz, it meant he understood Quran. So Quran he understood already, so he was alim of Quran, and now he was going deeper into fiqh. So you got a 4 year old boy who's sitting like this here, cross legged, and they can ask him a masala, and he says, wuzu al break, anything else? He says, okay, do this, do that. 4 years old. He says, the only thing that, when he would get hungry, he would start crying. When he would get hungry, he would start crying. Then they say, 5 years old. He said, we know of people 5 years old memorized Quran. The book of Imam Shafi'i, Al-Umda. The books of Nahwa, Kafiya, Shafi'a. 5 years old. He says, 5 years old, people would ask him, what's before this verse? He would say, this is the verse before this verse. This is the verse after this verse. 5 years old. Why when you're young, what other people think is like a miracle. But a small child, his mind is fresh. What we're going to speak about, however, is this Iqra. This was the first verse which was revealed. Iqra. To who was it revealed? It was revealed to all of us. First verse means the first a ummati masya. When his eyes open, his eyes of shu'ur, understanding is read. Question is, what must the child read? So normally when our child enters this world, and we have our A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Normally that will be the first thing he'll be reading. His alphabets, his blocks. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. First command that is given. For the first opening of the eyes of shu'ur, understanding. Iqra, read. It's told to the old person, read. The old person says, I can't. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gave my ummah permission to read Quran on different ways. Read. You can't change your tongue, doesn't matter. Permission was given, read. The old man was told, you got no excuse, read. And the old person started reading, they memorized Quran. The woman were told, read. The woman started memorizing Quran. The small child is told, read. When that happens, the small child will also start reading. This Iqra is such an important command. Read. But it goes together with this Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Don't ever think it's impossible for you to reach the skies in greatness. You will reach the highest level of Jannah with your reading. With reading, you will reach the highest level of Jannah. Iqra, read. Nothing is hard. When Allah Tabarak Tala wants to show His Kamal, His Qudrat. Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu was salam said, oh Allah, Zakariya alayhi salam. He said, oh Allah, I have reached a very old age. And he said, my wife, his wife was about 90, 95. He was already past 100. He said, wahana al-azm. My bones have become weak. Bones become weak, meaning I don't have the ability to even have relations anymore. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. You will see, everyone can see, I'm very old. He says, but I'm so worried that my nephews, the people in my family, I don't think they're going to carry this amanah. They're going to spoil it. Allah, can't you bring someone for me who I'm comfortable with? He was thinking about something, like, who will come? Allah Tabarak Tala sends Jibreel alayhi salam, that don't worry, we're going to give you a child. So immediately he asked that, oh Allah, look at my age. And even if a child has to come at the age of 100, I have to now start looking after the child. So I'll take the child to the maktab. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, then the child, I'll teach him the Torah. By the time he's ready, I'm already in my grave. Like. So number one, he said, like a child. Like, I'm thinking of someone, a child. Allah Tabarakala says that we created you also just like that. Why are you asking? When we want you to go up, you can go very fast, very fast. So in the books of Tafsir, they write, his wife fell pregnant. Allah gave him strength. Allah opened up her womb. His wife fell pregnant. The child was born. It was an amazing thing. At the age of two, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam was already told, Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba biquwa. That, oh Yahya, take this book now, hold on firmly. You see, at the age of three, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah. The father was wondering, like, how long must I wait? So fast it happened, so fast. But you can go higher. Yahya alayhi salam comes just before Isa alayhi salam. So Maryam radiallahu anha, now she goes. She goes away from the people because she goes either to take a ghusl after her period, or she goes to clean herself. She was in the masjid. She was made waqf to the masjid, but she was also young. Now she goes away, Allah Tabarakala sends Jibreel alayhi salam to her. So when she's coming out of the place, she's far from the people and she sees a man. She immediately says, fear Allah, like, don't interfere with me, because I'm alone. Jibreel alayhi salam says, I am the messenger of Allah. I have come to give you the message of a child. Again, she'll say, like, how? Like, no man has touched me. I'm not even married. Like, and I'm not a woman who's going to do evil. You're talking of a child. First, I have to reach the age to get married. I have to go tell my parents, get me married. My uncle, I'll tell, get me married. They'll say, you are in the masjid. And in the masjid at that time, why you need to get married? Get married. After getting married, then I'll fall pregnant. When Almighty Allah wants something to happen, Jibreel alayhi salam blows. It's open here. The qamis, the collar. He blows in the collar. Immediately she starts feeling like pain. Immediately she feels pain. Day and day, a surat is forming in her womb already. Day and day. One blow. And a surat is coming, a form is being made. She feels pain, she grabs it. She can't go back now to the masjid because she's in pain. Pain starts making her, she doesn't know what to do. She sees a tree nearby. She starts moving towards the tree, it's paining, she reaches the tree. She's told, hold on to the branches of the tree and just shake it a little. Because when you're in pain, you hold on to something. He said, 1, 2 kajurs will fall. Eat of that date. Take it easy. Jibreel alayhi salam says, we'll take out water. You think this is a dry tree? Dry water. The water was dried up. It came flowing again. The rutab, the date fell. He said, eat the date, drink the water and let your eyes be cooled. What you worried about? And she gives birth. In the books of Tafsir, they write, Jibreel alayhi salam's blow, the form in the womb and the birth, it happened in hardly an hour. It happened in hardly an hour. Suddenly she finds in front of herself a boy. Says, now go back. Now when she's going to come, how she's going to explain to the people what happened? It's one of the miracles, like a child born without a father. One is a child born like that. When Allah Tabarakala wants to show his miracle, so Yahya alayhi salam, age of 2, 3, you are a Nabi. The people said, what? At the age of 3, Isa alayhi salam came. Maryam said to the people, that see, I have made a nazar to Allah. So I'm going to tell you one sentence that I am fasting today. Finish. Because I'm fasting, I can't speak, so don't ask me questions. You're going to get angry with me about the child. She pointed to the child. So naturally they started getting angry. How can a child talk? So Isa alayhi salam, day one, Inni Abdullah. Day one, you never wait for the age of 2. Day one, I am the servant of Allah. Ask him, how old are you? That if you even go through the 9 month process, said not 9 months, just an hour ago I wasn't there. I'm the servant of Allah. Start talking. Iqra. When an individual will read, Allah Ta'ala says, don't ever think time is needed. By Allah, no time is needed. Allah who could give it to 2 years and 3 years old. Allah who could give it to Nabi Isa alayhi salam like that. A small child with Quran also can just take it. Iqra. Allah says, don't worry about who you are, how weak you are. Read in the name of your Rabb who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. He made you from a clot of blood. Suddenly He made you so smart. And now you're asking questions. If I read now, what's going to happen? He says, read now and with this Quran, lot will happen. اقرأ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. I said, read again. He said, I'm telling you, read. And your Rabb is very kind. In His kindness, He made you of the best of forms. In His kindness, He'll make you of the best of Jannah also. All you have to do is Iqra. Devote yourself to this Quran. Forget everything else. But then Allah Tabaruk Tala says, unfortunately, Kalla, innal insana la yatgha. Man is rebellious. An ra'ahu staghna. Because he thinks I got enough power already. He thinks I already got knowledge. He thinks I know how to get my sustenance. He doesn't understand that the most vital thing that is needed to carry on going up, he hasn't got it. He got alaq. He got a clot of blood that has taken forms. But as I told you, the alaq will reach a point and it will start coming down. He hasn't got that which will take him up. That is only iqra. And how much must he read? He must read till death. The reading of the Quran, which is tilawat, which is understanding of Quran, it is not only for the alim. It is for anyone who wants Allah to take him up, 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 and forever up. As he worried about his alaq, his form, no one said, I want to be deformed. No one said, I just want a small form and I'm happy. Everyone wanted it smarter. And every day when he heard that something has come out to make the form smarter, he grabbed it. Allah Tabaruk Tala said, Iqra. I never asked you about your body to make smarter. I'm asking you about your mind to make smarter. Iqra. Please. Think of this verse whenever you're free. Look at the Quran and hear Quran saying, Iqra. That is not only for your son. It's not only for the old man, retired, Iqra. It's for you also. And why? With clot of blood, if I could make you so smart, with this Iqra, I will make you very, very, very smart. When man knows something is coming, man goes for it. Look at Quran. Think about when last I took that Quran. Hear Jibreel alayhi salam saying to all of us, Iqra, read. Hear Quran saying to us, Iqra, read. And inshallah, with reading, Allah Ta'ala will take us to heights we can never imagine. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.